Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball towards right. Kelly catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball four. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser scores. Hairmon moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hairmon scores. Leon moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Leon scores. There goes Kelly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. May reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Strom now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 2 in the game. Ragland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spikes for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 3 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.